Wednesday, May 20, 2026. Daily Devotions from Bethlehem Lutheran Church in William Penn, Texas. Today's devotion was written by Reverend Stephen Cholat. It's taken from Jeremiah chapter 22, verses 24 through 30. As I live, declares the Lord, though Kaniah the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, were the signet ring on my right hand, yet I would tear out you off and give you into the hand of those who seek your life, into the hand of those of whom you are afraid, even into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and into the hand of the Chaldeans. I will hurl you and the mother who bore you into another country where you were not born, and there you shall die. But to the land to which they will long to return, there they shall not return. Is this man Kaniah a despised, broken pot, a vessel no one cares for? Why are he and his children hurled and cast into a land that they do not know? O land, 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 hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord, write this man down as childless, a man who shall not succeed in his days, for none of his offspring shall succeed in sitting on the throne of David and ruling again in Judah. Justice dealt. Our sin has consequences. The rebellion that we have staged will not overthrow God or His reign. All of God's enemies fall by His hand, and this is not an epic battle of equals with evil on one side and good on the other. There is no power that compares to the glory of the Lord God. Our sins must therefore be punished. God sends His people into exile in Babylon. We have pain and sorrow. By the sweat of your brow, you eat the harvest of the land. The debt must be paid. Jesus pays it for you. He pays the whole debt. His righteous blood stills God's wrath and forgives your sins. Only through His blood are we saved. This one sits on the throne of David. He rules forever. Your righteousness must be His. Daily, through contrition and repentance, we drown our rebellion and sinful nature and cling to Christ. There, a new man comes forth that is pleasing to God. Our sin has been destroyed by Jesus. He is your King. Amen.